Well, good morning and welcome back to the LifePoint Drivecast. My name is Paul Pretty. Thanks so much for making us a part of your day. I'm the teaching pastor of our Marion campus, and this week I get to say, praise God, that we had our first preview service this past Sunday. Next Sunday, Easter Sunday, we will officially launch, and I'm just incredibly grateful. Grateful to the Lord for all of you, for your prayers and support, so thank you. So this past Sunday, we were in John chapter 12 as we really talked about Palm Sunday, as next week we approach then Easter and the celebration of Jesus's resurrection. And what I really focused in and honed in on this Palm Sunday was Jesus's triumphal entry or triumphant entry into Jerusalem. Naturally, that's why they call it Palm Sunday, because what we see in the text is that as Jesus is entering and approaching Jerusalem, this large crowd, which ties back to John chapter 11 and Jesus's raising of Lazarus from the dead, this large crowd is following Jesus, and it's as if they get it. And as you're reading, it's like, finally, they understand who Jesus is, because they're singing his praises. They're saying, Hosanna, the one who comes in the name of the Lord. They're laying down these palm branches, and other gospel accounts would say coats as well, which is the symbol of honor. And it's, again, it's as if finally they understand who Jesus is. And so Hosanna, in its direct translation and its direct meaning, it means save now. And what's clear is that this crowd has an understanding that Jesus is the one who came to save. Jesus is the promised Messiah. Jesus is the King of Kings, the one who was promised out of the line of David to reign forever on the throne. And so they are saying, save now. Which again, that's what Jesus does, right? Jesus saves. Absolutely. But the nature of the salvation they're expecting, I think, is where I really wanted to dig in on Sunday. And so when you continue to read, what you see is Jesus, he accepts this praise. He accepts the calling of, hey, this is you're the Messiah. And the Pharisees look at him and say, can you believe what they're saying? You got to stop them. And Jesus looks at them and says, no, they're right. And if I were to stop them, even the stones would cry out to acknowledge who I am and to praise my name. But Jesus goes on. Jesus has a way of sort of changing the mood of things and redirecting what's really happening. And so what he ends up saying here a little bit later is, again, these other people, they want to see him. The Greeks want to see him. It's fulfilling a bunch of prophecy here. But Jesus eventually says this, the hour has come, and I'm in verse 23, for the Son of Man to be glorified. Very truly, I tell you, unless a kernel of wheat falls to the ground and dies, it remains only a single seed. But if it dies, it produces many seeds. Anyone who loves their life will lose it, while anyone who hates their life in this world will keep it for eternal life. Whoever serves me must follow me, and where I am, my servant also will be. My Father will honor the one who serves me. And so Jesus, in this triumphant moment, as it should be, responds with, if a grain of wheat falls to the ground, it remains only a single seed, but if it dies, it produces many seeds, which begins to throw off the crowd. And Jesus, there's many things that are said here, but eventually in verse 37, we sort of get the outcome of things here and what Jesus's words, the impact that they have. And so in verse 37, it says, even after Jesus had performed so many signs in their presence, they still would not believe in him. And this goes to fulfill some prophecies, and of course it does. The scriptures are true, and they remain to be true. But what I want us to see here is that the expectation of this crowd was for Jesus to come in to basically wipe away the oppression that the Jews had experienced for really almost the entirety of the nation of Israel. They had so often been exiled, they'd so often been oppressed, they'd so often been persecuted, and now as Rome is in control, as Caesar is reigning, what the Jews expected Jesus to do was to march into Jerusalem and sort of occupy the temple and dethrone Caesar. And what Jesus is saying is, I didn't come to dethrone Caesar, I came to defeat Satan. And that is a different paradigm. That is a shift. Jesus didn't come to make the Jews rulers now. He came to make his rule known in all of the earth. And I think oftentimes you and I, there's a danger that we would worship Jesus, we would recognize who Jesus is, and we would expect him to do things in our life that really are counter of what he actually came to do. Jesus came to destroy Satan's grip on our hearts and return us to the Father through his atoning sacrifice on the cross. And we need to, as we worship him, remember that Jesus, that's his mission, that's his goal, that's his purpose. And the way that he does that, the way that his rule becomes known in the earth, is he, like the wheat that dies, he dies so that new life can come up from the death of that grain and from the death of Christ, because it doesn't end in death. It results in resurrection life. It results in new life. And so you and I think the lesson I ended up sort of really honing in on here is that we need to follow the way of Jesus. The way of the world says, put me in control now, give me power now, give me authority now. And the way of Jesus says, I'm going to die to self in order to have true life now and eternal life later. But that requires us following the way of Jesus, which is self-sacrifice, which is humility, which is meekness, which is just this heart that says, it's not about me. It's about Jesus and his glory and his purposes and his kingdom, not mine. And so I want to just challenge you today and challenge myself to ask the question, whose kingdom am I expecting Jesus to inaugurate in my life? Am I worshiping Jesus because I think he's going to give me my kingdom? Or am I worshiping Jesus because my desire is his kingdom in my life here and now and in the life to come? And so I want to take a second to pray for you, and I want to encourage you to pray as well. And I want to thank you for joining us on the Drivecast today, and I hope you'll join us again tomorrow. So let's take some time to pray. Father, we just thank you for your goodness to send Jesus. And in this season, as we look forward to the resurrection of Christ, and all of that means that we have resurrection life, that the old lives that we live, they're dead and gone because of you, Jesus. And you give us a new life to live, a new purpose to pursue, and so many good things to look forward to. But Jesus, I ask that you would help us follow your way, that we would live in the way of you. And that is sacrifice. That is putting myself below and following your lead as you died physically. And your call to us is to die to self and live spiritually through you in this life that you've given us now. And as we do that, God, would you help us share that with others? And would your rule reign in our lives? And as a result of your rule reigning in our lives, that other people would see that and your rule would begin to reign in their lives as well. And your kingdom would come here on earth as it is in heaven. Father, we love you. We praise you. And it's in Christ's name that I come to you, Father. Amen.